Please listen carefully.
Well, hello, universe, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And I'm Amelia Buckley.
Amelia's here today.
Yep. Welcome, Amelia. We're doing a three-host show, Christy.
This is a real conversation we're having here. We are all part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We are the team or part of the team that brings you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media, social media, and the direction of your day to help make it one focused on solutions.
7 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And also, we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy podcast. Today is Wednesday, the 8th of September, 2021, and we have a very special quickie edition of the Optimist Daily Update, specifically including Ms. Amelia Buckley today, because we are here to talk about the Optimist Daily Update Challenge from this past weekend.
Yes.
Woohoo! So as many of you listeners are aware, Amelia and Ariel are all lending their voices into the Optimist Daily Update, and Christy and I are happy to continue to lead the ship, but we couldn't do it without folks like Amelia and Ariel. And this brainchild of the challenge came from Ariel and Amelia. So Amelia, let's just quickly reframe. What was the challenge from this past week that we all agreed to do?
Okay, so last week we talked about how movement can help kids, well, and all of us, learn, and how, you know, combining physical movement with intellectual absorption can actually help us master concepts more effectively. So our challenge for this last weekend was to learn something new, like by listening to a podcast or an audiobook, and move our bodies while we did so to try and get a little bit more out of it and have it stick to our brain matter. So I personally went for the classic walk and pod. I don't know how intellectual it is, but I was listening to Ear Hustle, which is the podcast that's produced by incarcerated individuals at San Quentin.
I love that one.
It's one of my favorites.
Great podcast. Yes.
And so I listened to an episode of that over the weekend, which was really good. And it was specifically talking about like the different items that people source in prison and like what people get from packages that are delivered to them, what you can buy, like the relationship between having a job and buying stuff in prison. It was very, very informative. Personally, I love this podcast just because it's a whole environment that I think a lot of us don't even think about on a day-to-day basis. And like, I grew up 15 minutes away from San Quentin in the Bay Area, but it, you know, wasn't really talked about. It was just kind of there. Mm-hmm. So it's really cool to be able to dive in and like learn about this whole environment that was existing so close to where I grew up that I didn't really know anything about.
Wow. That is a fascinating deep dive. And the name of the podcast is?
It's called Ear Hustle.
Ear Hustle. All right. Yeah, so anybody who didn't catch that.
Gossip in prison.
Ear Hustle is the slang for gossip. All right. Now, Christy, what did you do for the challenge?
Well, I actually didn't check in with you guys on Friday because I wasn't on the pod. But I, as you know, I'm a freaking addict when it comes to podcasts. And so
I know it was a bit ironic that this weekend's challenge was the exact opposite of last weekend, which last weekend it was like stay silent and put down your pod addiction. And this weekend we're like, Christy, walk with pods.
I listened to this really interesting long read from The Guardian about the forgotten history of the electric car. You know, I'm really into electric cars, but did you realize that they had electric cars? It was right before Ford came up with his internal combustion engines. They also had electric vehicles. And the whole point of having horseless carriages, is what they used to be called, was because there were so many horses in London and New York and these cities. There was so much horse poop. That was the beginning that was the first pollution problem with our transportation system. At the end of the 19th century, you know, the 1800s, there was like 300,000 horses in London, 100,000 horses in New York, and they're all walking on the roads and pooping on every single street and peeing. And it was just disgusting. You couldn't walk in those cities anymore, plus all the flies. It was really a weighty problem, and they had to solve it. And the way they solved it was with horseless carriages, which was the automobiles. And there was a competing style, which was the electric vehicle, the electric carriage run on an electric motor. It was cleaner to operate. It was easier to operate, had less moving pieces. So it was considered a woman's car. That was how it ended up getting marketed. The problem is that it had a limited range because it had the battery issue. So even back then, they had range anxiety. at that time, like the Ford was coming up with his engines. They were really hard to operate. You had to manually crank them to get them started. But it was seen as like the masculine car. You know, you needed that physical strength. So the electric vehicle became the women's car. And the limited range was also... I learned a ton, as you can tell. And
yeah.
If only the electric car had taken off in the 19th century, we wouldn't have our current issue with the other kind of pollution that we get out of our transportation system, which now is the carbon and the fossil fuel and all the particulate matter that comes from burning petroleum and diesel. So
wow.
Now
Christy didn't even know the assignment and she did it better than
me. She did it way better than I can even pretend that I did. That's amazing.
But then I spent most of the weekend because I was unpacking my house and putting things away, listening to a book on tape, which was completely not about any kind of education, because I got the Gretchen Rubin's The Happiness Project. She does a weekly newsletter.
Yeah.
And one of the things that she reports on is what books she's been reading. And she talked about this science fiction series that I hadn't come across yet. So I, of course, got that book on tape with one of my credits, my book on tape credits. And I spent the whole weekend listening to that while I was unpacking my house.
All right. Well, you guys both did really, really well with the challenge. Good work. I can report that I tried. I did try. So I didn't listen to anything particularly educational, but I did listen to something inspirational. And I did have to battle for time to go do it because it was a long weekend without childcare. Our daughter was out of school on both Friday and Monday. And it was very, very busy. And she also had gotten an ear infection. I was feeling a bit under the weather. And I sort of threw a tantrum on Sunday and told my husband that I needed 45 minutes to go do this challenge. So I went for a walk around my neighborhood, and I continued to listen to the audiobook that I have been making my way through, which is Michelle Obama's autobiography called Becoming. And while I won't report on the particulars of the chapter I was on, I would encourage people to listen to it because it is very inspirational. I felt like I got a bit of an education on the process of perhaps throwing your hat into elected official rings. So I started percolating in my own mind about if and when or how I would ever want to run for some sort of elected position. But I did not probably accomplish the learnings that both you and Amelia got out of your walks and learns. So I did, however, try to make the fruit leather, Amelia. I think I mentioned that.
Yeah.
And so I took the end of the week's fruit and boiled it down into a compote and then forgot it was on the stove. And so I have. My husband was this?
You made fruit charcoal then.
Exactly. So I made fruit charcoal. So... I don't know. This Optimist Daily Challenge sometimes is a little hard for this sort of overwhelmed working mom.
that fruit charcoal will be great for your compost pile.
Exactly. Which I have effectively started composting my tea and coffee grounds. So that at least is happening. Hey, so guys, as always, check out the stories on the Optimist Daily today. It's always a good hump day to read Optimist Daily, get inspired. We're not going to go into the headlines today because, well, we'd like you to go over there and take a read. But we will be talking with a very special guest tomorrow on the Optimist Daily update. It's all about bees and pollinators and one of my favorite topics. Hey, Christy, do you want to Amelia, why don't you take us out today?
Sure. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We promise to continue to share positive, solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for the good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, legitimate sources, and offer you the information needed most to chart new paths for all of us. So if you guys are not already, please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. And for just $5 a month or more, you can support reader-funded independent journalism and help us keep doing what we do best, delivering solutions. Be part of the solution-changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset.
Thanks, everybody, and help us keep the Optimist Daily free for all who need it, supported by those of us who can.
Thanks, all right, everybody. Guys. We'll see you tomorrow.